Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to explore being a guest on the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. All right, so today I have Phil Larson on the line, and he is the executive director over at Solem Community Transformation Initiative. He's also an author in not only a Mission Matters book, but he's an author many times over in many books that he's written himself. And then also today we're going to be talking about the Good People Great series. When Phil told me about this project and this four-part book series that he put together, I was like, oh man, when that thing is ready, you got to come back on the show. So it's obviously ready. So he's back on the show. Phil, hey, I just want to say welcome back, man. It's good to have you back on.
Well, I'm excited. You know, we get to talk every once in a while over Zoom and WhatsApp and all those different. I'm just glad to be here today. It's a good day.
So, Phil, the Good People Great series, when you're coming out with another book, or in this case, a series, I get excited. So I'm a fan of your work. What sparked this series?
Well, it's interesting. I'm going to try in just a couple minutes to graph that. Back when I was working in healthcare, I left that and went into a retail, and both of those were recovery situations, bringing things back to life. And so I was over in the retail side, working in that company, and somebody I left in charge as the manager back in healthcare called me want to go to lunch. And so he takes me to lunch. Remember, this is 5 years after I'm gone. And as we're sitting there visiting, he goes, you know, we still use the PAL method. And I said, the PAL method, what is that? Well, everything you ever signed, processes, procedures that we use, you initial PAL. That's my initials, Philip Andrew Larson. And we call that the PAL method now. And I kind of scratched my head and went, it's a method. I never thought it was a method. I mean, this was the first real big turnaround that I was involved in. And so I'm in this retail company, and we put together 10 sayings. We're coming out of Chapter 11. This company was in bankruptcy. We're coming out of Chapter 11, and the executive team put these 10 sayings up on the wall about winners live this way and losers live this way. And we can't. Record time, 18 months, completely overhauled the company, the point of sale system, the accounting system, purchase system, everything. We completely overhauled. It was a monumental time. And I'm coming out of that, and I go into a nonprofit that I'm working on. And somebody from all the way back in healthcare comes and looks me up or meets a friend of mine that I'm working with. And a gym. Now, this is 10 years later. And he goes, you know, the odd thing about Phil is he never preached to anybody, but anybody who hung around him really changed. Move forward a couple of years, and I'm working at an insurance company, revitalizing department after department. And my team came to me after 10 years and handed me a flip book. And in this flip book, every page was a different saying. And they said, everybody who works for you knows every one of these 31 sayings. We all know more than this, but every one of us knows 31. And we've agreed that these are the 31 that make us great. And, you know, I'm kind of thinking back over history, back into this one, the PAL method, the influence, the great ideas. And all of this is just regular folks, good people, doing what they do. And accomplishing great results. I mean, I remember picking up the state newspaper one day, and my face is plastered all over it because we've been working in fathering for 10 years. And they put us on the front page talking about, you know, businessman becomes fathering evangelist. You know, well, that's interesting. How do you get on the front page of the state newspaper helping broken families? And the answer is influence. So I went back over all of those years and said, well, those folks thought those 31 were great. What about it? What is it in those 31 that they said was great? What is it in that PAL method that somebody identified and in those influence? And I began to put that together in written form to say, can we just talk to good people and teach them how to live great lives? We don't have to be millionaires. We don't have to start a business. It's okay to be a good good plumber, a good print operator, a good supervisor, a good manager, a good homemaker, a good anybody. Mm. And when you're doing that, you're being great. So I sat that down and I broke it into four different books focused on four different things. The Good People, Great Ideas is that 31 items that they brought to me. In fact, I actually took pictures of those 31 items and stuck them in the book, that flip book, and then put a little comment on it.
And they're just, they identified the item. They said, hey,
faith versus insanity is real important. They did it right the first time. And
my faith in my book
and the Pareto principle, most of us know, 80% of results come from 20% of the effort. Document, publish, train.
The whole was greater than the sum of the parts. Change curve.
Different items like that that they identified and said, this really helps us
do great things while we're doing good things.
Mm.
And I found it, everybody has genius inside of them. And when they let that genius out, then people
call it great.
Stephen
Covey called it our voice.
You know,
he wrote the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Then he wrote the 8th Habit. And the 8th mm-hmm. Habit is about voice,
just speaking. You know, Marissa Murgatory, who I love to listen to and watch, says you need to leave your message and let that out.
The Romans called it genius.
Now, if you go back, the word genius that we use is a Latin word.
And it's equivalent to the Greek word daemon, or what you say is demon. Wait a minute. We have demons. But that wasn't their concept. The concept was that you had this spiritual force inside of you that became so strong that people saw it instead of seeing you. I would disagree and say what becomes so strong is they didn't believe that people could actually be a genius.
There must be something else that is manifesting.
I just look at it and say, people are geniuses.
There's a genius inside of every good person
waiting to get out.
Mm-hmm.
And when we see that genius, we call it great.
Mm-hmm.
And all it takes is good people being who they are, especially if they do it in synergy with other people. That's why I wrote, you know, Good People, Great Teams, and I identified 7 channels or stimulators of a great team. Things like an inclusive vision, an expansive mission, and benchmarks, and energizing events, and powerful processes, and good change routines, and things that build the environment in which that genius comes out together and creates a great team. But great teams don't need great players.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need a Michael Jordan to have a great team.
You just need a bunch of good players who know how to work together.
Mm-hmm.
And I was taught that when I was a kid. Right? 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, I played basketball in a little parochial school in a little town in Benton, Arkansas. And we didn't have but 5 boys in the whole class.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. It was just 5 of us.
So
that means you are all starters. You're all starters.
You are all starters, and you better not foul out.
That's funny, Bill.
You are going to run the whole game full court press.
Mm-hmm.
And in the 6th grade, we won the championship against teams that had 20 players and 30 players.
I mean, against schools that were just so much bigger than we were.
And we didn't have any great players. But we knew, I mean, I knew where Ricky was going to be. When I moved left, I knew where he was going to be right, and I knew how to feed him the ball. And I knew where Mark was, and I knew where George was. And,
you know, we knew each other's moves, and we were just good players.
Mm.
But we knew how to play off of everybody else's good.
Mm.
We went undefeated that season. And then in the 8th grade, we only lost 1 game. And it was the championship.
And I had the monkeys, so it was kind of hard to play. So they had to put a sub in who didn't have that flow.
Right?
He didn't know how to go to the flow,
to the other 4 players.
But I learned that
back then. I said, man, it just takes good people doing what they do. I don't ever remember shooting the ball and hitting the basket because that wasn't my part.
With the feed. My part was to keep that ball in motion and fake out the other team until they let a good shooter loose and then get the ball to the good shooter. That was my pace. I was a feed man.
I could shoot.
And I saw that as a child, and I've
grown into that.
Seeing if we could just unleash that good genius, good people who have great ideas, give them some great ideas to work. Good people in a great team environment. Good
people who become great leaders.
You know that the
Great Leaders book comes out of 31 articles that I wrote for American Printer Magazine on management.
Mm.
I wrote 2 years for that.
Oldest magazine in the United States, and
all digital at that point. I was writing every week on management. So I wrote 104 articles in 2 years,
and I pulled 40 of those together about how do you take care of yourself as a leader?
How do you build your team as a leader? And how do you develop that team?
And
put that together
in that Good People, Great Leader book.
And then
Good People, Great Influence goes back to that list of 10 on the wall at the retail company that we turned around, and which I've kept and keep going back to. But I took those and wrote them out. You know, and one of the things says, you know, a winner says there's a better way, a loser says that's the way it's always been done around here. And I took those, and I remember my friend who 10 years later came back and said, you know, Phil never preached it to anybody, but everybody who worked close to him really grew and changed. And people still notice it 10 years later. That's influence. And John Maxwell says the greatest authority we will ever have, the greatest power we will ever have in the lives of others is influence. It's just we've reached that point which people look and say, I'm going to be like that. And that's more important than position. That's more important than money. That's more important than anything else that we author into other people's lives. We give them confidence and greatness and ideas that they can live off of. And then we have an influence into that life. And they unleash that genius, that greatness that's inside of them. So I put that one all by itself. Good people, great influence, because those were so monumental in that turnaround and have been so monumental in my life. So there's nothing in here. There's about a total. You can take all the books. There's somewhere between 82 and 100 principles because I didn't write on every principle. Some of them I just stuck in there, and it was a paragraph, but it wasn't a chapter. So there's about 100 principles based in there that are rolling around that somebody invested in me. Sitting at a Zig Ziglar conference or reading my Bible or studying John Maxwell.
Earl Nightingale.
Yeah.
You got to be old to understand Earl
Nightingale. I'm a big Earl Nightingale fan. What do you mean? Don't even try it.
What a voice. Who fed.
It's still feeding generations. I remember just sitting and listening to Earl Nightingale and just letting those things sink down inside of me about service and finding a way to serve other people. And somebody put those in me, and then they became a part of me, and now I'm trying to lift them into someone else. And so I find myself today working with folks on probation and parole, some of the most broken, busted situations you can ever imagine, drugs, alcohol, violence, abuse, addiction, just messes. And you know what? The influence, and that's another
150 points
that I'll write the next 7 books on. Seven elements that have to do with,
okay, now that everything is totally crashed and I got to crawl out of a hole,
the normal just good people stuff won't get me there. There's other principles to reach down into that mess and come out so that you can start taking the good people principles and go forward and live that better life forward. So I've been working for 10 years in that environment, and you know, I just had a friend a couple weeks ago that I've been working with him for a year now. You know, when I say I coach
life coach,
I coach really tough, hard situations. I don't coach CEOs, and that's cool.
If they want to pay me to do that, that's fine. But I've always got 5 to 10 people that I'm working with who just can tell.
And sometimes it might be 20 or 30. Last year I had 60 at this time. But God forbid I ever have that many again.
I've been working with him over a year. So we worked on thinking skills,
and then
we're working on parenting skills. And he's a single dad with 2 teenage boys
coming out of
alcoholism on probation. When I first hooked up, he just get the bills paid. Was
monumental. A year later, just taking influence and
working on different ideas
and, you know, some of those great ideas
coming out,
his
life is stable. His boys were commenting on, how he's
changed as a dad, and they really appreciate that, and they see it. They see it in the way he physically stands and holds himself. You know, we talk about those things in parenting,
with
your body language.
So his
boys are seeing that. And teenage boys are kind of rough. Talk about somebody who's left it.
Especially,
remember what they grew up under? They grew up under dad as an alcoholic
in and out of prison. So he's having to reverse a lot of influence and show them that they can have a better life
forward this way.
And he's going to be studying with me,
getting ready to go deep dive in what I call conquer your anger, take back control of your life,
which is a really deep dive into principles.
We cover about 300 different principles by the time we're done.
And he wants to do that just because he says,
I want to build my resiliency against whatever is coming next.
I'm doing good. My income's good. Getting good certifications in my job. Kids are listening to me.
Life's working well.
But so I keep stepping because I want to build
what I call bounce back or
resiliency. He wants to unleash his genius. And, you know, I love seeing that.
Because good people can come out of people.
And good people can attach to other good people and become great teams. And it's okay to just be good people.
I don't have to be Billy Graham.
I don't have to be some big politician. I don't have to, you know, have $1 million
in the bank. I can just be good people and enjoy that
genius and great that comes out of having some good ideas that become great in me,
having
some good team that becomes great in me,
having some influence
that becomes great in me, that having some leadership principles that become great in me, just being a good person. That's where that all came from.
And that's where that is all going. And I went, you know,
if I can gift that
to other people, then I'm just doing my good people part. They don't need to be on the front page of the newspaper.
They don't need to pull a company out of Chapter 11 in 18 months. They don't need to, you know, reinvent the digital print publishing industry.
They don't need to do all those things. I've had fun doing a lot of stuff.
But just be good people. I'm 68.
I just want to be a good papa.
Play with my grandkids. I just spent a week at Galveston Beach with 4 of my grandkids. And they stretch me. And you know, I'm dealing with some leg stuff here, and the things that you do at 68, and a 3-5-year-old, a 7-year-old,
and a 13-year-old. We had some fun. and I just got to, you know, hold them on my lap, or
just be there. You know, sometimes just sit in the chair and say, you go out there and run all over the beach and I'll watch. You know, get into the water with them, the hot tub or something, and just enjoy life. Just be good people. That their influence. Now, 3 of those are adopted out of hell situations. They came from
born meth addicted, born alcohol addicted, born meth addicted.
So now they're older and they're learning how to navigate that, get their brains and build stuff,
and just be good people.
Well, Phil, I see this and I see your heart, and I know you love them, by the way. And I've followed your work for a long time now. We've known each other now going on at least a couple of years. I feel like I've known you for decades, but I know that's not true. I know you for a couple of years now, but And what I've seen in your work and also your heart, I mean, is always is a willingness to serve and wanting to do better. Everything, even at what you're doing at Solemn, like I see it all and I recognize it. And that's why I was happy to have you back on the show. But we're about out of time for today's episode. But I do want to give you the opportunity to, if somebody wants to follow up, if they want to check out this book series or even any of your other books, I mean, where are they located? How can people follow up?
They're all on Amazon. All of my books. There's other books out there that are about leadership and personal development and congregational development,
business development, but they're all on Amazon. So they can go to Amazon and say, "Good people, Philip Larson."
Yeah.
Good people, great ideas. Good people, great teams. Good people, great influence. Good people, great leaders. Or they can find this at Solemn Community.net, SolumCommunity.net.
That's where I live.
Yeah.
That's
where people find us a lot, is SolumCommunity.net,
which is,
or LinkedIn. You find me on LinkedIn. You find me on Facebook on Solemn Community.
You find me on TikTok on Solemn Stories. We do something called Solemn Stories out on TikTok. That's a different world. You are aware TikTok is a different world. So
great.
We tell the women stories about people whose lives have radically altered.
Grabbed an idea. They just grabbed an idea, and a good person with a great idea,
genius, can come out and wow.
And we'll put, for everybody listening, we'll put all that information in the show notes so that you can just, you know, click on the links, head right on over, check out Phil's work. And by the way, also like to see all the books, like it's super simple. You put in Phil Larson books or anything like that on Amazon, they're all going to pop up for you. Like he's got a whole catalog out there. So definitely recommend checking those out. And speaking of the audience, if this is your first time with Mission Matters and listening to an episode, then I highly recommend hitting that subscribe button, because we have many more mission-based individuals coming up on the line and we don't want you to miss a thing. And if you've been listening to us for a long time and haven't left a review yet, we appreciate that too. Get that review in there and we're not going to be mad at that. And Phil, again, thank you so much for coming back on the show and wishing you much more continued success with this series. So thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great day.